Hey, this is Evan Voitas, and you're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast on KQED.org.
Welcome to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Dawson Ludwig, and I'm sitting here with Jesse Fox and Jamie Nabrinsky after Jamie and I just got back from South by Southwest Music Festival, and we had a blast. In fact, we had so much fun that we are dedicating a portion of this podcast to playing some of the new artists that we found and discussing some of our experiences and rubbing it in Jesse's face. So we hope you enjoy. Right now, we're playing a track from Evan Voitas, who was kind enough to do an intro for us. This song is called Tomorrow Night Will Go Anywhere.
Evan Voitas with Tomorrow Night Will Go Anywhere, who I did not see at all because I was in rain-drenched San Francisco and didn't go to South By, but you guys did, and how awesome was it? Very or slightly? Did you meet blog celebrities?
Very awesome, and we didn't meet, I mean, we met a lot of bloggers. Celebrity is kind of a strange status to apply to a blogger, but we hung out with Ears of the Beholder, Peter, and Kevin from Epic Sauce, and Yours Truly guys. So
drove 30 minutes to the Yours Truly house.
That's true. Yes, we did. And we went to one of Peter Arco's Ears of the Beholder's big blog parties with Y Vinyl called Mega Blag.
Mega Blag or Mega Blog. They said you can pronounce it either way, but yeah, we call it Mega Blackout.
That's true.
Everyone we saw the next day didn't remember seeing us the night before.
I remember vaguely, but
I remember Gobble Gobble's performance very well.
A fantastic band who I'm sure will be playing in the podcast in the future. But it was a great set.
So it was like the best one, like the best thing overall. Like weather or tacos or showcases, I guess, is more appropriate for you to answer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess pound for pound, the True Panther showcase was unbelievable.
Definitely. We definitely walked away with a few bruises.
We did. We saw Trash Talk, which is a hardcore band, which I'm not one for hardcore, but the performance on that was so fantastic.
Right. No, I mean, I listened to hardcore, I think, when I was in middle school. But and Trash Talk I hadn't heard of, but I walked away just thinking nothing except trash talk.
Right.
Getting a trash can thrown at us.
Yeah, they literally threw a trash can in the audience. Yeah, they just had a great lineup. The Sandwiches, we caught the early, there, the last couple songs of the Sandwiches. This band Emma, who is really good. Glasser did a DJ set. And then Junk in the Bay.
That was incredible.
Really, really good, right?
Yeah.
They're like a Sierra Leone lead singer, fronting a group of like Brooklyn people from like Gang Gang Dance and a bunch of other kind of indie bands out there. But yeah, and then followed up, of course, by Trash Talk.
Right. A very eclectic set. And definitely my favorite of South by Southwest.
Yeah, and a great way to end it. We caught a flight, I think, like 4 or 5 hours after that.
Yep, barely.
Yeah. So we're going to continue our South by Southwest coverage. We're going to play a bunch of songs from artists that we fell in love with over there. And this song is called Wait So Long by the band Trampled by Turtles.
Pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles, taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night above. Got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long.
Trampled by Turtles with Wait So Long, and this is Cults with Oh My God.
I'm not
Cults with Oh My God. I think Cults left South By for the better. But, I mean, I wasn't there. So, Dawson, who do you think were the big winners? There's always the story that needs to be told.
Right. There are the big winners. Not so much losers, but they're definitely, as much as you think it's about the music, it's also very much about industry. And Cults were definitely one of the big ones. And actually, the band that we're playing under us right now, Mount Kimbe, was one of the kind of lesser knowns. They made a big leap to kind of attention. But the big, big ones were Odd Future, who we'll play a little bit later, and James Blake, who we'll also play a little snippet of. So, Jesse, I imagine you have something to say about them.
Yeah, I mean, let me start by saying I don't hate either. I think I generally kind of like both. I think I like Odd Future a little bit more.
You just resent the hype, I guess?
Well, it's not even that I resent the hype. I get, especially James Blake, I get it. I see why this is good. I just see it enough to not think it's great. I don't at all. I mean, I think he makes nice noise, but I don't think he's nearly as good of a songwriter as Turner, who just leads the solo EP.
But I don't think he's approaching things as a songwriter or a producer at this point. I think he's approaching it kind of in this strange middle ground, which is very confusing to people, but also really exciting.
Well, I mean, I don't know if doing two things above average makes you a genius. I mean, like, it's not like because he's like a 7 out of 10 producer and a 7 out of 10 songwriter, he's now like a 10 out of 10 artist.
But he's producing, but he is producing something. I knew you were going to drop the Kanye West element. Like, but he's producing something wholly new precisely because he's approaching it as both a producer and a songwriter. There is a new sound that's really emerging from him that is new, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, but I guess maybe my problem is that we're rewarding him too early for, like, he succeeded. I think he hasn't realized that point yet. I think there's people that have come at the same perspective, like that single that Tom York did with For Ted and Burial, which is that same...
it's the same sound, yeah.
It's the same sound, but I think it's a more complete song and a more fully realized combination of the two. I mean, I think the best James Blake songs are, like, okay, he's fantastic, but then there's the other songs that kind of just sound like a guy figuring out things, and I think we shouldn't put him on some pedestal yet because I don't think he's done anything. And I think
I'll agree with you there. I'll agree with you there. Well, okay, so we're gonna move on and we're gonna play James Blake right now. This is just gonna be a short 30 to 45 second clip, and after that, we're gonna play a little bit of Odd Future. Who? That's a whole nother discussion.
No. To watch to go, they don't know.
They don't know.
Oh, well, I wish I could know how easy it was to care like you.
So as promised, this is Odd Future. Specifically, it's Tyler, the Creator, featuring Haji Beats with the song Slow It Down.
Haji Beats.
Drop it.
We come through throbbing. Like thunderstorms, make the fees get wet and funky up in they underarms. I'm too explosive for your ears, like I'm throwing bombs. With the exclusive on the channel, bitch, I know it's so. Niggas get mad like cheerleaders, they throw they pom-poms. Suck a dick, eat salami, getting they nails in the salons. Haji Beats is like lip balm. If you talk shit, I'll make you cry and tell your big moms. I got nice hands, niggas eat out my big palms. Haters must be starving nowadays, I make California, Vietnam. And I'm going to embalm my creativity into a CD-ROM so you can feel the shit on.
We gon' slow it down, we gon' slow it down for all you slow niggas. We gon' slow it down for all you slow bitches. slow it down. Turn it up. Slow it down. Slow it down.
Chinchilla, something like Thriller. My t-shirt's a bathing gorilla. You niggas all hype like you drink a cup of Splenda, but I ate the whole plate like a fat bitch dinner. I'm never the winner, always the loser. I don't choose to win, but I will choose her. Her kitty catfish loves this tuna. I never use a fork, I always spoon her. Go nuts, instrumental flow much. European model white bitches eating donuts. Fuck you faggots, I'm with a fat bitch, making shit come like I'm go-go gadget. I'm mental, this instrumental make you beat your therapist ass for dental records. And I hope this record have you stabbing niggas with colored pencils.
We gon' slow it down, we gon' slow it down. We gon' slow it down for all you slow niggas. We gon' slow it down, we gon' slow it down. We gon' slow it down for all you slow bitches. We gon' slow it down.
That was Tyler the Creator featuring Haji Beats, otherwise known as Odd Future, with the song Slow It Down. And this is Oregon Bike Trails with High School Lover.
Oregon Bike Trails with High School Lover, and this is That Ghost with To Love You.
I try to like you. I
take it back to Noise Pop 2011. Our friend Robert of the blog See the Leaves interviewed the San Francisco band Melted Toys for us. So we'll play that in a bit. And before that, though, let's listen to their hit, Come On.
Melted Toys, and you're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Robert Corey from See the Leaves Music Blog. I'm here at the Noise Pop Festival at Cafe du Nord, sitting with the awesome dudes of Melted Toys. So I guess just a few questions for you guys. I guess, what are the origins of Melted Toys?
Melted Toys have been around for since last summer, and our first show was 5 months ago. The music that we used to make before was totally different. It was we didn't really take it seriously. It was just jam sessions and stuff like that. During that time, I was writing stuff just by myself, but I never showed it to the guys because it was it was embarrassing, I guess, because at that time we were listening to a lot of punk and just heavier stuff. When I would write, it would just be totally different. You know, it wasn't really anything, you know, close to what we were listening to. So I never really showed the guys until, you know, last year, sometime at some point last year. And then they liked it. And then so we just started doing that. And that became Melted Toys.
So I guess the next question I want to ask is more along what kind of influences the writing style, what kind of influence, you know, the music that we hear today?
I don't think we really draw heavily on anything we listen to. I think we internalize it and then it maybe comes out, but it's not direct. We don't have a sound that we're trying to go for. Him and I just like sit down and start to write, and then these are the things that come out. And the effects that we use are just kind of like things that sound natural to us.
I think that like we all like kind of have our own separate tastes, but then it all collides. You know, if anyone's playing something, you know, in like the car or whatever when we're on tour, like there's no like real veto, like turn that off, it's bad. And, you know, we all like each other's music, but at the same time, we all kind of have our individual taste. And
so how did you guys start really getting serious about the band and performing live shows? I mean, was there someone there encouraging you, or, you know, someone, like a couple of friends that you knew, or?
Well, my cousin is Giovanni from Young Prisms, and he heard the stuff we started doing, like the Melted Toys stuff, and he said that, you know, we should play a show. So he set up a show at the Evergold Gallery. That was our first show. After that show, a friend of ours, a guy who became our friend, Michael Myman, he was there, and he really liked the music. We later found out that he was a quarter of, like, Underwater Peoples. And so he asked us to do, you know, like a release with them. And so that's when things just started kind of, you know, developing, and we started taking it really seriously.
Like snowballed after that, because after that show, Giovanni said he liked the music a lot. So he got us to play with him at the 111 Minna Gallery. And then we played to all these people. It was like the room was pretty full, and we had a really positive response. And then after that, we just kept getting asked to play shows. Like, we've never, until this day, we haven't set up our own show. People just ask us, and we say, like, okay, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
All right, and in regards to Noise Pop, I mean, have you seen any bands so far over the last couple of days, or is there someone you're stoked to see this upcoming week?
I know Tamarin and the Wax Idols are playing here, Café du Nord, tomorrow night, which is... would be really cool. And yeah, and Holy Shit is playing tonight with Puro Instinct.
Well, thanks guys for answering all the questions. It was great talking with y'all, and just look forward to another awesome Melted Toys show.
So that does it for us here at the Noise Pop Podcast. Thank you everybody for listening. I want to send a thank you to Jamie Nabrinsky for her production help, and Jesse Fox for stopping by. We're going to go out on a new track by The National called Think You Can Wait, which is the theme song to the new Thomas McCarthy film Win-Win, starring Paul Giamatti. And I'm really excited about that movie, but I'm even more excited about this song because A, it's The National, and B, it also has Sharon Van Etten doing guest vocals, which is one of Jesse Fox's favorite artists. So between him and I'm sure this is going to be our favorite track of the year. Hope you enjoy. Please tune in after the song for a message from our promotional partner, 944 Magazine, and we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
I was drifting, crying. I was looking for an island. I was slipping under. I pulled the devil down with me one way or another. I'm out of my mind. Think you can wait. Way off the line. Think you can wait. We've been running a sleepless run. Been away from the baby way too long. We've been holding a goodnight gun. Losing our exits one by one. I'm out of apple. I'll sell apples and ice water at the temple, and I won't make trouble. I'll pull the devil down with me one way or another. We've been running asleep this run, been away from the baby way too long. We've been holding a good night gun. We've been losing our exes one by one.
.944 Magazine is an award-winning monthly publication recognized both locally and nationally as an insider's guide to what's now and next. The magazine informs, challenges, and entertains its readers each month while helping them make intelligent choices to complement their lifestyle.